Roger Blake from the campaign group Rail the Future. But Roger, what do you make of this morning's figures?
I think it tells an underlying story that the railways continue to be very popular. The very fact that we've got these ongoing crowding problems means that the railway needs continued investment in new trains, more trains, better track signalling to provide a better service to the growing number of people that want to make use of the service.
In a number of big English cities, the passenger numbers have actually fallen.
Yeah, that's mainly a London thing, and I think there's going to be a lot of analysis as to why that is, in the same way that there's still no definitive answer as to why rail growth has been what it has been over the past several years. So it's going to be a combination of a mix of things. If anything, people in those areas where growth has dipped will, you know, everybody's probably feeling it just gives them a little bit more elbow room, but I'm sure it'll start going back up again before too much longer.
So the growth that we've seen over the last few years, we're not entirely sure why it's happening.
Well, there's umpteen different possibilities. Cities tend to be the places where road traffic congestion tends to be worse. I think people wish to be kind of on the go, always on. So if you're driving, you're meant to be focusing 100% on the road in front. If you're sitting in a train, you can use your smartphone, you can sleep, you can read, you can chat, you can do what you like. Your time is still your own in a way that it's not if you're driving. So I think this is one of the many, many reasons why rail travel is proving increasingly attractive.
You can let the train take the strain, as they used to say.
As they used to say.
The West Midlands is among the three areas that have seen the fastest growth in rail usage. Is that because the population is growing, because the services are getting better? What do you think?
I think it's perhaps a combination of the services slowly but surely getting better. I think it may also be to do with road traffic congestion is not getting any easier. And the fact that population in our inner cities tends to be going up again. The cities having been in decline over many, many years, I think we're now seeing a resurgence of our cities across the country.
In Shropshire, people who regularly travel to Manchester or to Birmingham quite frequently complain about overcrowding on trains. But neither of those, well, both of those cities are in the top six for overcrowding, I gather.
Yeah, I think these figures identify the worst crowding examples. That doesn't mean to say that there aren't problems elsewhere at certain times. And the underlying message has to be that we just need more rolling stock to carry people. And that can mean longer trains. It can mean additional services. It can mean extra tracks, improved signalling. And there's a whole range of different things to meet increasingly demanding, perfectly legitimately, passenger expectations.
A lot of people feel very annoyed when a train comes along and it's short-formed. It's only a couple of carriages.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get more rolling stock on the rails?
There is a huge amount of stuff that is being built at the moment and being introduced over the coming months and the next few years. And I think through the new franchises that are coming along, that's one of the ways in which you can lock in a commitment for operators to deliver additional fleets of new trains so that we can aim at least for the ideal of everybody gets a seat all the time.
Is there a way of making the passenger experience better without fares going up?
I think the industry has to be ever more ruthlessly focused on customer service. It is a retail business, and I think it needs to constantly look at the lessons it can draw from other retail businesses. So it's not just a case of the fares have to go up because the costs of running the business go up. You know, all the wages in an inherently labour-intensive service industry, they go up. So there's always going to be cost pressures, but it's a case of the value that the industry can deliver out of that. And as I say, it's a retail business and it just needs to have customer focus at the forefront of its priorities.
Well, the DfT figures out today concentrate on the cities, which you might expect. But to what extent are these problems reflected in rural areas as well, Roger?
Well, I think rural areas present a different kind of challenge. I mean, very often there, it's not that the individual services necessarily are crowded in the same way as going in and out of cities. I think it's often a case that, you know, you've got so few opportunities to travel. So if you've only got a service that's once every 2 hours, you'd prefer that to be hourly, wouldn't you? Now, that may mean that there's got to be some serious investment in the infrastructure. But different bits of the country will have different pressures, different demands. The underlying message is we have to keep on investing in this increasingly popular means of getting about.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Roger Blake from Rail Future. Find out more about what they have to say at railfuture.org.uk. Email me your thoughts, jim.hawkins@bbc.co.uk.